Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From newsounds.org, welcome to another edition of the Soundcheck Podcast. It's our series of live in-studio performances, streaming live on Facebook and YouTube. I'm John Schaefer. Aokai makes ambient music with a difference. Most ambient music these days is primarily electronic, but Aokai's music is not only mostly acoustic, it's actually centered around a traditional South American string instrument known as the runroco. That instrument is played by Marcus Sieber, a German-born, Colorado-based musician who's behind the Aokai project, and he's brought his band here into our studio today to play some music from the most recent Aokai album called Branches of Sun. This first piece is called Colorado. Thank you. That is Aokai, and a piece called Colorado, played live here in our studio. Aokai is the work of Marcus Zieber, who is playing the Runroko, an instrument we can talk about in a moment, but there's lots more to the band here in the studio. Angelika Baumbach playing the Celtic harp, the well-traveled Jamshid Sharifi back in our studio behind his keyboard and our piano, Megan Gould on violin, and Miguel Hiroshi behind a weird assortment of both acoustic and digital percussion. Marcus, to you and the rest of Aokai, welcome to the podcast. Great to have you here.
Thank you so much for having us here.
So the piece is called Colorado, but between the sound of the Runroko, which is a South American instrument, and the harp, it almost has the sound of, you know, the high plains of northern Argentina. It has a very, it evokes a very different place from the title. What is it about Colorado that you hear in this piece?
So we, Angelika and I, we have a kind of a home base in Colorado in the winter. And when I started working on Branches of Sun, I had a day in the studio just like kind of fooling around and didn't know really what to do. And then I was playing with this melody. And then when I drove home, a snowstorm came in, and we live in a beautiful place on a lake and mountains and open skies. And so I had this melody in my ear driving home, and I thought, wow, this is totally this nature, this vastness. So it kind of relates also to, it relates to vastness and wilderness. And
Let's talk about the Runroko. People might be familiar with its cousin, the charango, the instrument that looks kind of like a mandolin, but it's made out of an armadillo shell.
Exactly.
So the Runroko is like the bigger version of that,
right? Exactly. It's the baritone charango, basically. It's a bigger version. I don't know much about when the Runroko was kind of invented from the charango. I heard it for the first time in the movie soundtrack by Gustavo Santaolalla. In the movie Babel.
Yes, for which he won.
What kind of sound is that? It was actually, he played in that movie particular, it was a charango. I found that later, but I was very interested in that sound and researched it, and then I ordered it with Pablo Richter in Argentina. He built it.
So you ordered one from a luthier, a maker.
Yeah.
What was your first instrument? How did you first start making music? Guitar.
Yeah. I started playing guitar when I was 16.
Okay. Yeah. And at what point did you begin to make this kind of ambient music? Because that, as I said in the introduction, mostly we associate that with electronic music.
Right. It's pretty recent. The first record came out in 2016. And I was originally an actor in Germany, in Berlin. And I was always very interested in how music and performing arts come together. So at some point I wanted just to be connecting more to these roots. So I quit acting in 2005. I moved to Mexico when I met Angelika, and basically dropped all that. And then we started a project together, a musical project, traveling, which is more rooted in the chant music. And she plays harp, I play guitar. And at some point I
felt, what kind of chant?
It's a lot of mantras. It's also Native American chants, Mexican, let's say Mexican indigenous chants from the Huichol Indians.
And so ancient spiritual practices.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And at some point, I really felt I wanted to go back to this kind of instrumental ambient music, which allows the listener to kind of travel on its own into an imaginary world of,
whether it's Colorado or northern Argentina.
Exactly.
It could be either one, as you say. The music worked equally well for both. Now, the combination of the Runroko and the harp is a really beautiful one. Then there are electronics, and you know, Megan's violin can be both an acoustic instrument. It can also be triggering electronic sounds. So, you know, there is this play of acoustic and digital in your work as well, right?
Right, absolutely.
And for you as a guitarist, were you an electric guitarist? Were you comfortable in both of those worlds?
Yeah, I was, when I was 16, 17, 18 or whatever, I was an electric guitar player
In a rock Germany. Band.
In a rock band, yeah. In a dirty rock band. So it was very loud and distorted.
Okay.
And then later I shifted more to acoustic Spanish guitar. Uh-huh. So for me, it's very interesting to create acoustic ambient music.
Yeah.
And obviously now it's very interesting to find out how the Ron Rocco works with pedals.
Mm-hmm.
So we got a little pickup and I got a delay and a reverb. And this is something which is, beautiful to explore.
Yeah. Now, the piece you're going to play next for us is the title track of the latest Aukai mm-hmm. record called Branches of Sun. Was the whole album made during the winter months there in Colorado?
Right, yeah. Okay. I kind of rented the cottage of our neighbors. They have a beautiful guest cottage, and in the winter months there's nobody visiting, so I could rent it, and I got some gear and took my time. I just needed to walk like a couple of minutes to the cottage and could be there and figure out things. And much of this new album was related to layering lots of Ron Rocco's, so the harp actually is playing Ron Rocco parts.
Okay.
And
well, Angelica is moving to our piano, so there's no harp at all on this piece, right?
Right, that's true.
All right, well, let's hear another live performance from Aukai. This is the title track from their most recent album, which is called Branches of Sun.
Everyone ready? Thank you.
Very nice. Aukai with the title track of the new album called Branches of Sun. And once again, the Runruko leading the way. Marcus, a lot of people who are familiar with ambient music will know that it's often a term associated with Brian Eno. Mm-hmm. Was he a kind of an influence on you at some point?
Well, yeah, definitely. I really enjoyed his music. Music for Airports is one of the records we jumped in. No? We really love that record.
Yes.
Which was his first album, right, of what he... Yeah. That's when he coined the term.
Also the first I got to know him. Mm-hmm. I remember, I think it was 2000, I was in Helsinki for a theater project, and there was a Brian Eno sound installation. And this was the first time I really got like very consciously in touch with his music, yeah.
Now, his ambient music tends to be a very kind of floating, ethereal sort, mm-hmm, of music. But there are moments, like in that piece, mm-hmm, and in the track called Oars that we heard a little bit, mm-hmm, of just at the beginning, yes, where you might hear a different kind of influence. Maybe the American minimalists, mm-hmm, Philip Glass, yeah, Steve Reich, Terry, mm-hmm, Riley.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm interested, especially on this record. The first one is way more minimal and sparse, but on this record, I was interested in polyrhythms and layers between strings, and I was wondering how far I could go with this little guy in terms of creating textures, string textures with it.
Yeah. And how far can you go? I mean, is the Runruko a versatile instrument?
I think it's beautiful to kind of, yeah, put layers together and polyrhythms and create this kind of floating pad, yeah, made by strings, yeah.
And it's a 10-string instrument, right? Mm-hmm. Five courses, double, mm-hmm, strung,
exactly,
like a 12-string.
One has a bass string.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, is this music notated?
Notated in what sense?
Like written? I mean, you know, written staff notes on a staff. Do you ever do that?
We've done it retroactively.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay.
You created the pieces.
Yeah, I never write stuff down. Yeah, jump sheet kind of when we need it for instance for this session we need,
right,
the charts.
Right. So I saw some notated music.
Definitely.
And was a little,
yeah,
surprised,
no, we need that because on the album, for instance, there's Bogdan Cukic playing the violin, a good friend of mine, but he's not here today. So Megan comes and
has something to play off.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. What about the name Aukai? Where does that come from? What does it mean?
Aukai, it's pretty simple. It's a Hawaiian name. It means being on the sea or seafarer. Hmm. And at some point, it crossed when I was starting with this project, and I really needed a name, and I didn't know what name to put. And the new album was getting ready, and I needed that name. So I thought, let's go with that. Seafarer, being out on the sea, like going into the unknown. And
you just happened to know that this Hawaiian word meant...
It came, yeah. I don't know. I don't remember exactly how it was, but when I was a kid, I grew up in East Germany, I always wanted to be a sailor because we couldn't travel far. So this was always like going far away. And so I thought, wow, kind of is related to childhood also, because it goes into images and memory and...
Now, are your memories of East Germany, you know, grim and gray and, you know?
No, not at all. No. As a child, you live with what's there, you know. You go in the forest, you have your friends, you have your bicycle. That's...
How old were you when the wall came down?
16.
Oh.
Of course, in school, and I had an age where I was, like, already confronting the system. And that was one of the reasons that I actually started playing guitar, because it was very essential to have a rock band and say something about the system. And
And then when that system all came crashing down and Germany was reunified, maybe a different kind of approach was needed musically?
It was a very vivid scene in that time. Because in that time I was 16 and I moved out of the village into a city. And then we had all these incredible houses which were empty because the owner was not known. And so the squatting scene was big. I lived for many years in a beautiful mansion in a great house. And And we had a very rich music scene in this time, you know, because finally all these great amplifiers and guitars became available, you know.
Right.
So,
well, it's quite a musical journey that has taken you from, you know, an East German rock band to this Aukai project. And it's it's gone in conjunction with a literal journey from Germany. You mentioned Mexico. Now you're in Colorado. Right. Have you actually spent time in Hawaii?
No, I never, been. No, it's just the sound of the
sound
word,
of the word.
And the meaning and the urge to have a name. Huh?
But your life is very itinerant.
Okay,
you guys travel all the time.
Yeah,
right. So it's fitting in a way.
Yeah. Aukai is the band. The latest album is called Branches of Sun. Let's hear another performance. You want to do Closed Eyes?
Yeah.
All right. This is Aukai performing here in our new sound studio on this edition of the Soundcheck podcast. That's called Closed Eyes, a final live performance here in the studio from Aukai, from the new album called Branches of Sun. So now, Marcus, this is the second album under the name Aukai. Both of them made in California. Jamshid before called you itinerant, and you have traveled a lot. What is it about Colorado that it's, you know, I mean, it seems like you've kind of settled there for a number of years now.
It's pretty simple. Angelica's mother lives there.
Okay.
Sometimes. And we needed some help and support.
Yeah, sometimes it's as simple as
exactly.
that.
Exactly. And then we came there and visited, and it's just very beautiful, Durango in the south. And yeah, it's good for us to come somewhere where we can really rest and restore and have time to record and write music.
Yeah. Could this album have been made? Would it have been the same album if you'd made it somewhere else?
For me, it was really important to kind of be in a quiet place and not distracted by much things, and not being in a city, not being influenced by any music, or just being really like in the woods and listening to the wind. And this is what I needed. Yeah.
And the result is this album called Branches of Sun. It is the latest from the band Aokai. They've been playing for us here in our studio in Lower Manhattan. It's been a lot of fun having all of you here. Thank you so much.
Thank you, John. Yeah.
This is Soundcheck. That'll do it for this edition of the Soundcheck podcast, but as always, there's much more to be found on our website. Lots of other performances, video shot in the studio, the daily gig alerts, weekly music roundups, new sound shows, and more. Check it out at newsounds.org. Our technical director is Irene Trudell. Our associate producer is Karen Havlick. Our video producer is Justin Sergi. I'm John Schaefer. Thanks for being with us.